What if I told you that you have the power to reauthor your life, that you have the power to rewrite your story? Hi, everyone. My name is Amanda Lee, and I am a graduate student therapist currently taking the next steps to become a licensed mental health counselor. And welcome to the Reflection Room. So today we're going to be talking about narrative therapy and how it can help you take control of your stories and shape your future. So narrative therapy is a form of counseling that was developed about 20 years ago and was founded by David Epstein and Michael White. And it's a form of therapy that helps separate people from their problems and helps them rewrite their stories in a more empowering way. So we all have these internalized stories about who we are. And these have been shaped by our past experiences, our childhood, our society, things we've been told throughout our lives. And they can have a direct impact on our mental health and our functioning and how we see ourselves and view the world. These internalized stories can also have impacts on our relationships and our personal growth and things like that. So our stories shape our reality. And these stories can have an influence on our emotions, on our behaviors, on our actions, and even our choices and how we move about our life. So I want to give an example of what a dominant story or internalized story could look like, as narrative therapy kind of calls these the limiting beliefs or the dominant narrative. So an example of one would be, I'm not good enough. And the concept of narrative therapy is taking that dominant story that is unhelpful of I'm not good enough and trying to shift it and change it into a more empowering story. So maybe moving it from I'm not good enough to I'm learning and growing every day, or I'm not good enough to it's okay if I'm not 100% perfect because I'm a human being. This just really confirms the idea that we can edit and shape our stories that we tell ourselves. We don't have to be stuck in that. We don't have to live in that. We don't, just as we would flip the page to a new chapter, we don't have to be stuck in that chapter. We can flip the page and start over with a whole new chapter. And this is the whole concept of narrative therapy. And I deeply love this approach. This is the approach that I take with my clients and the approach that I actually had my own personal therapy with. And it can be incredibly healing and transformative. And I've talked with therapists in the field who function from this approach, specifically a mentor in the field that I have. And we're told that we have these stories, right? But I love this approach that she has because she sees it as three stories. So we know the concept, or I'm sure you've heard of the concept of victim to survivor, things like that, or survivor to thrive, or things like that. So she took this a step further and introduced the concept of a third story. So we have our victim story. This is born out of pain and incredibly difficult and traumatic experiences. Maybe something happened. Maybe you had some adverse childhood experiences growing up, things like that. And now you're into the survivor story. Maybe you're healing. Maybe you're going to therapy. Maybe something like that. But there's more to your story. There's more to you than just being a survivor, especially if you've gone through trauma. And this third story that she talked about is the inspirer story or the inspirational story. And this is where you go from victim to survivor to inspirer. The old story of victim or the old story of survivor doesn't have as much hold on you anymore because now you are in the inspirer story. And this is really the concept of turning your pain into purpose. And I think that this is a beautiful concept. And I deeply resonate with this concept as well, as I am someone who has gone through multiple things in life and a lot of traumatic experiences, specifically those adverse childhood experiences I just discussed, things like that, and as well as a lot of mental health struggles. And I had to move from these kinds of stories of victim to survivor to inspirer. And I'm definitely in the third story now, and I'm hoping that this resonates with you. And I don't say what happened to me for pity, but for perspective, because when we take our pain and we move it into purpose, we ultimately have the power. We have the power to reauthor our stories and to rewrite them. We do, and you do. And I really, truly believe that this approach sees the innate resilience in every human being. And you do have that resilience, you do have that strength, and you have the power to transform those dominant stories that you may have, not on purpose or not inherently, but might have just been ingrained in you for a little bit. Things like, I'm not good enough, like I mentioned, or things like, I'm always a failure, or things like, I don't deserve love. That is such a big one that I see a lot, and every person deserves love. And it's shifting these narratives and moving from that dominant story to a more empowering story that feels more satisfying towards the life that you want to live. I want to go over three steps to rewriting your story. This first step would be identifying the dominant narrative, like we had just talked about. What is the dominant narrative in your life? What is, if you had to describe your life in one sentence or one word, what would it be? Step two, I want you to challenge this unhelpful story. Find evidence to the contrary. Is this belief absolutely true? Or is it something that I've been told or something that has been put on me throughout my life? Step three, I want you to try and reframe and rewrite this old narrative and change it into something more empowering and something that resonates more with you. So for example, instead of I always struggle, what if your story became I am resilient and have overcome difficulties before? And then step four, I want you to try to take small actions towards your new story. So some of these small actions can include saying things like, I am worthy, I am good enough, I am lovable, things like that, trying to challenge these stories. And positive affirmations are a great way to do this. But yeah, those are just some four steps that can help in rewriting the story. But I certainly would recommend seeking professional help. And if you're interested in this type of approach, then seeking a therapist who functions from narrative therapy and who practices it. To close up, I wanted to share one of my favorite quotes that I deeply resonate with. And it is from Carl Jung. And it is, I am not what happened to me. I am what I choose to become. And I think this beautifully encapsulates what I'm trying to say here and what narrative therapy believes. We are not what happened to us. We are not these stories that people put on us. We are what we choose to become. We are the author of our lives, and we have the power to rewrite them. Well, I hope that really resonated with you today. I hope that it was helpful. And yeah, just please leave some comments down below if anything came up for you or if you have any thoughts to add. I'd love to hear them. Thanks for coming here today, and keep on reflecting.